Welcome to the Connected Leaders Academy Virtual Conference, designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
Hi, my name is Scott Schilling, and I just want to say thank you for joining me here today. We're going to talk about creating authentic relationships that truly matter. Now, one of my mentors many years ago, the great Zig Ziglar, said, "You cannot perform in a manner inconsistent with the way you see yourself." So when we want to create authentic relationships, we have to understand what authenticity is. It's the quality of being genuine, real, true to yourself, without pretense, exaggeration, or trying to be what others think you want to be. See, when we talk about our personal and professional relationships, it's about speaking and acting in alignment with our true values and our true beliefs. It's being honest and transparent, even when it's uncomfortable. Again, we want to show our real personality rather than wearing a mask. You know, we want to let our heart come through. We want to let who we truly are come through. Quite frankly, it's admitting mistakes like I'm just making right there. I didn't make it purposely, by the way. But the reason that we admit mistakes and vulnerabilities, instead of pretending that we're perfect, we're presenting in a live environment. Authenticity is when your words, your actions, and your intentions match who you truly are. See, my mission when I got into the speaking business professionally 25 years ago has never changed. My mission is simple. It's multifaceted: to create a community of a million or more, equipping them, maximizing them personally, professionally, spiritually, and financially. Creating enough influence to cause over $100 million in charitable giving, and to ultimately positively impact a billion or more lives on the planet. It's been my mission the entire time. Now, have I accomplished it? Portions of it, but not near enough of it. It's one of the reasons I'm presenting here today, to enlist you in that mission, in that vision. Because when we create authentic relationships that truly matter, people care about joining you in your mission, in your vision, whatever that might be. I had somebody ask me one time, "Are you serious about that? You're going to positively impact a billion or more lives on the planet?" I said, "That's my intention." And they said, "Who do you think you are?" I said, "I'm me with a dream and a vision. But Zuckerberg does it on Facebook almost daily. Why can't I? Or what if I'm not good at it and I only hit 100 million? Would that be okay? Or I'm kind of bad at it and I only touch 10 million. Would that be okay?" And I said, "What if I'm really not good at it and all I do is positively impact a million lives? Would that be okay?" He said, "You're serious about this, aren't you?" I said, "Absolutely. God doesn't put anything on your heart that he doesn't equip you to accomplish. He just doesn't necessarily give you the time frame." See, why do we do these things? Everybody has their why. And their why is typically because of one of, if not all of, the four freedoms. The first is so that they can experience time freedom, being able to do what they want when they want to do it. That's time freedom. The next is location freedom, being able to do what they want, where they want to do it. Some would like to have financial freedom, having the resources to do what you want, where you want, because you have the resources, the money to do it. And sometimes it's inner purpose freedom, being able to do what God has put on your heart because God has put it on your heart. It's kind of the way I am with my mission. I didn't make that up to sound cool or like I was really. It's what was put on my heart, and therefore it has been a guiding light through everything we do. See, when we create these relationships, these authentic, heart-centered relationships. We have to make sure that the key elements are there. Well, what are they? The first is, obviously, being authentic. I can't be you. You can't be me. We can't be somebody else. We have to be who we are truly meant to be. That's being authentic. You heard the definitions earlier, right? It's about authenticity, being real, genuine, who we know we're supposed to be, not who we think somebody else thinks we're supposed to be or wants us to be many times, right? We have to take the 14-inch journey. What's the 14-inch journey? From our head to our heart. That's right. See, we are meant to be strategic, relational, heart-centered, heartfelt, not intellectual or tactical. Now, I'm not saying we don't do some things that are intellectual or tactical along the way, but authenticity really comes with a heart-to-heart connection. And how can we create a heart-to-heart connection if we don't drop into our own heart to begin with? We've got to come from that heart-centeredness. And then we have to be on purpose. Well, my life purpose statement is to inspire and empower others to serve humanity through living their life's purpose in spirit, love, and joy. So my purpose is to help other people be on purpose. So let's look at this talk right here. To inspire and empower others to serve humanity. That's all of you, either listening now, catching the recording, reading the book, puts me on purpose. Yeah, I love doing it. In spirit, closer to God than I've ever been. Love my wife, my family, my friends more than I ever have. And joy. This brings me joy to be able to present, to share some ideas for your consideration, to see if you accept those ideas and say, you know what? I think I'm going to create a mission statement. And I'm going to work to do some good in the world because we all have that invitation. It's available to all of us. And then in order to do all this, we need to express our passion. Do you think I'm passionate about this? Of course I am. I love doing this. This brings me joy. But if I was just sitting back and not raising my voice and not using inflection and not smiling, would that be passionate to you? Probably not. We have to be congruent in all of this. This is what gives us authenticity. Now, people say, are you like this all the time? Yeah, I pretty much am, because this is the authentic me. And then we take and we put all these key ingredients together. We have to start with W-I-I-F-T. What is W-I-I-F-T? What's in it for them? As we're creating authentic relationships that truly matter, it's not about us. We know us. What we don't know typically is them. So we've got to start from an other's orientation. We've got to walk a mile in their shoes. We have to, in fact, put ourselves in their position. We have to speak in the listener's receptive mode. What does that mean, Scott? We have to speak in language they understand. It's not about us. That's the point. And then we have to understand that people associate, people date, people marry, people do business with those they know, like, and trust. It comes first with getting to know somebody. Now, with this presentation today, you've been able to see show notes and you've been able to see web pages and information that helps you familiarize yourself with me. That's getting to know me a little bit. But it's probably not from the written material, but now actually hearing me a little bit that starts to determine whether you like me at all. Well, there's some things you can do to be likable. Like smile. We all know how to do it. In fact, if you're happy, tell your face. Have some fun doing this. I love doing this. How can you be in joy and not have fun? So people get to know you. They get to like you. But then the foundational element of it all, you start to earn trust. Trust is hard to earn, and it's easily lost. But it's imperative to creating an authentic relationship that matters. That's why it's a relationship that matters. It's not just creating the authentic side of it. It has to matter. Well, it matters because there's trust involved. Trust is hard to earn and easily lost. But if we truly want to have strong, lifelong relationships, the foundation becomes trust. People date those they trust. People marry those they trust. People divorce those they no longer trust. We have this massive divorce problem. People go, I can't figure it out. I just gave you the answer. It's trust. People in either business or personal life divorce those they no longer trust. You have to be trustworthy over an extended period of time. And then we have to understand that people gravitate towards us. People start to want to create relationships with us. People move toward us when they're ready, not when we're ready. See, they have to get to know us and like us and trust us at their pace. And when they do that, and then they're comfortable, then we can truly create an authentic relationship that matters. It's us coming together. It's not one-sided in the least. It's both-sided, except it's at their time frame. Well, if you think about that a little bit, it's not too hard to understand then that you have to build trust ahead of when they're ready in order to create these authentic relationships that truly matter over time. Why do I say that? Because if we've built trust and they're not ready, we're not going to create the relationship right then and there. And in fact, if we try to force it, we'll break trust. And then we'll have to rebuild trust before it ever starts to move forward. And if we haven't built trust and they're ready, they're going to create relationships that matter with someone else that they've already built trust with. See, because trust is foundational. See, they're ready now, but they're going to build that relationship with those they trust. So by definition, what that means is we have to have trust built ahead of when they're ready. We have to provide some effort in advance. It's unfortunately what far too many people choose not to do these days. We tend to live in an immediate gratification, me, now, society. People tend to want things before they've earned things. Now, quite frankly, what I really want the know, like, and trust to be is love, respect, and think you hung the moon. I want to have think you hung the moon status with everybody I know. Why? Because if we've built that much trust that they think I've hung the moon, something very special is there. And it's why I encourage people to become an asset to everyone they meet. Asset is a five-letter acronym for a spontaneous servant every time. Become a spontaneous servant every time, the rest kind of takes care of itself. See, the chances of somebody wanting to create a relationship with me, or you, quite frankly, when they first meet, let's say is maybe 5%. But the chances of them wanting to know something you know or meet somebody that you know is probably 95%. So if you can become an asset to them in advance, a spontaneous servant every time, and provide them value in advance of them being ready. That now builds trust so that when they're ready, now we create an authentic relationship that truly matters. See, it's about being willing to go out on a limb and provide value ahead of the relationship even being there. Now, people sometimes say, but Scott, you know, I mean, that's effort. And, you know, what if nothing comes of it? Well, actually, it's not possible for nothing to come from it, because at the very least, you've learned that applying effort toward that type of person might not be the best thing to do. So something did come of it, just not what you had written on your bingo card, right? See, the reality is we have to apply some effort to create some relationships, because we build the value in advance so that when the need is there, the natural coming together is there. See, that's what we want to do, is we want to create as many authentic relationships as we possibly can, because we've provided so much value that they know you're the asset. Become the go-to person, the person that people come to. Back in the day, and this might age me a little bit, but there was a commercial called The Shell Answer Man. The Shell Answer Man was all things motor oil, and all things gasoline, and all things automobiles. See, they became the go-to resource. They created authentic relationships with the marketplace by what they demonstrated in advance, providing value. You've got a question, you call us. Well, quite frankly, it's how I position myself. You got a question, you call Scott. Scott@scottschilling.com. I don't hide well. Reach out. I'm here to be of service. That's the way these things work. Now, why would we want to do all this? Because quite frankly, there are attributes to creating authentic relationships that truly matter. The first is improved health. It's typically about health, wealth, and happiness, isn't it? But I can tell you, wealth doesn't matter if you don't have your health. At the time of this event, I'm one day away from the 11th anniversary of my near-death experience. Now, the good news is I'm an overachiever. I lived. Yes, I lived through a near-death experience. But the fact of the matter is, I can tell you, as I lived through that experience, there was no other consideration other than improving my health. And so what you find when you create authentic relationships that truly matter, you have this support mechanism called other people. And with that, your health improves. Pretty cool attribute, isn't it? And then when you have these authentic relationships, another attribute is better problem solving. It's really hard when people are diametrically opposed, diametrically meaning 180 degrees apart, total opposites at the end. It's the, oh, I don't like you. Well, I hate you. Where do you go from there? See, if we truly treat people with respect, honor, and dignity. Respect is how I treat you. Honor is how I lift you up. Dignity is what we both experience when that's done well. When we're diametrically opposed, if we can get that closer, then we can have better abilities to solve problems. There will always be problems on the planet. Hate to be a spoiler alert, but the fact is that'll also always happen. But if we have true, authentic relationships that matter, we will work through those together. And when we work through those together, we end up with a more homogeneous planet. It's a fancy word for we're going to like each other more. And when we like each other more, our experience will be better. Well, what else do these authentic relationships allow us to do? Quite frankly, better conflict resolution, being able to handle true conflicts. I mean, the reality is when we have authentic relationships and they truly matter, there's a feeling of that respect. There's an honor that's been developed. There's some dignity in the entire process. And so we, in fact, come together to solve this conflict. I mean, the reality is we shouldn't be warring with each other. We should be loving on each other. There's 8.5 billion people on the planet at this point. Pretty sure they've figured out how to make more, and they're going to continue. We need to figure out how to stop conflicts and solve conflicts the very best way we can. A big part of it is having the trust between us. And then if we kind of go a micro view as opposed to the macro of the entire world, how about better work environments? Again, being able to get along. Right now, we've got four generations in play: Z, millennials, X's, and boomers. And guess what? Another spoiler alert. We look at things very differently. Okay, that's not new news. Calling it out, recognizing it, creating the love of coming together does make a difference. And then ultimately will lead a more fulfilled life. When you have other people to share your celebrations, your victories, your heartaches, your heartbreaks, you have people that will naturally lift you up and be there for you, because it's an authentic relation that was created for one purpose: to truly matter. When you get to know each other so well that they know, even though you haven't talked in years, they know they can depend upon you. I honor you for being here, for consuming this information, whatever that might be, whether it be through video, through audio, or through the written word. Because in fact, there's a pretty good book that said, "My people perish due to lack of knowledge." There's no reason to lack this knowledge. I'm sharing with you some easy steps to creating authentic relationships that will build your foundation and, most importantly, build your future. Not only will you enjoy a better present, but you'll enjoy a better future. Quite frankly, this is love thy neighbor as thyself. And quite frankly, so many people love their neighbor better than they love themselves, and that makes no sense whatsoever. Love yourself. You have been wonderfully and incredibly made to be able to live the fullest life that's been put on your heart, the dreams and visions that are available to you. Why aren't you doing it? You can, and especially if you create authentic relationships that matter, and the fact is you'll create cheerleaders along the way. In your relationships with one another, have the mindset of humility, service, and focus on others. You'll be amazed at what it does for you. Now, I've told you a lot of things, but now it's your turn. Here's the call to action. Put this information in place. Go ahead and test it out. See if I'm right. Quite frankly, I think you'll find out I am. If I can ever be of service to you in any way, please feel free to call on me, scott@scottschilling.com. Thank you for joining me. God bless. I appreciate you.
Thank you for participating in today's enlightening session as we transition to our next expert. Remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit connectedleadersacademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.